It's not the place that is special, but what we bring to it, and crucially, how we interact with it. Travel is not about the destination of the journey. It's about stumbling across a new way of looking at things, as writer Henry Miller observed. We need not travel far to gain a fresh perspective. No one knew this better than Henry David Thoreau, who lived nearly all his too short life in Concord, Massachusetts. There he observed Walden Pond from every conceivable vantage point, from a hilltop on its shores, under the water. Sometimes he'd even bend over and peer through his legs, marveling at the inverted world. From the right point of view, every storm and every drop in it is a rainbow, he wrote. Thoreau never tired of gazing at his beloved pond, nor have we outgrown the quiet beauty of our frumpy analog world. If anything, the pandemic has rekindled our affection for it. We've seen what an atomized digital existence looks like, and we, most of us anyway, don't care for it. The bleachers at Chicago's Wrigley Field, the orchestra section at New York City's Lincoln Center, the alleyways of Tokyo. We miss these places. We are creatures of place and always will be. After the attacks of September 11, many predicted the end of air travel, or at least a dramatic reduction. Yet the airlines rebounded steadily and by 2017 flew a record 4 billion passengers. Briefly deprived of the miracle of flight, we appreciate more and today tolerate the inconvenience of body scans and pat-downs for the privilege of transporting our flesh and bone selves to far-flung locations where we break bread with other incarnate beings.